Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You can get to that in a second. I will say this. I talked to Rafael Goyeneche earlier, and he said that the state moved 20 people to state custody, and they should have done this before. If they had done this before, then the people would not have been there maybe to escape. So a lot of fingers are being pointed, specifically, Jason, to what the governor said just now.
Yeah, let me just answer the question simply and directly. We didn't get the evidence and the reports and the case files from the sheriff's office. I mean, the governor, my phone was on all weekend, and I have an open door. We've been working on everything we can do to get these inmates back in custody. I set up a special process with a screener, not very different from the district screening process that we have with the NOPD, to help the sheriff get this information together so that we can have it in court. You know what happens when we go to court and there's no body-worn camera, although there was one when something went down, or the camera technology from the sheriff's office that sees everything that goes on in the jail. When that doesn't come to us and we take a case to court, the judge bounces us out of the courtroom, as they should, and a jury would find that person not guilty. We have tried and tried to get that evidence from the sheriff's office. We don't want to drop a case against a person who has contraband in jail. If we can prove a case, we go forward with the case. But simply put, we have just not gotten the case files and the reports from the sheriff's office, much like we haven't gotten the answers about this escape, to move forward with those cases. My lawyers operate in a court of law, which means we have to have the evidence to prove a case or to ethically go forward with a case. Now to the governor's second question about the individuals in terms of the case is not moving forward. I am one part of a system. I bring a case, and there's a defense attorney, and there's a judge, and there's not cooperation in an adversarial system. There is a fight. That is a definition of an adversary. There is a battle about the case and proving the case. And when you look at the simple math of what's going on in Orleans Parish, this crisis appears to have created a bit of selective amnesia about what's going on in Orleans Parish as opposed to other parishes throughout the state. There's no other place, and I asked the governor to find one, where there's an 85% conviction rate in homicides with a parish that's trying as many homicide cases as we try. There's no busier courtroom in the parish. I mean, not every judge is created equal. Not every judge is efficient as every other judge. But the judges at Criminal District Court are working very, very hard every day, as are the jurors. And he also seems to forget that jury trials were suspended for over a year in Orleans Parish, creating an unprecedented backlog. The guy on his right, Leon Canizero, could have very easily reminded him of how long that shutdown lasted. The fact that when you can't try jury trials and jurors aren't coming in because of COVID spread, cases back up. But the folks at Tulane and Broad, all of them, are working very, very hard to move cases forward. There's not a single DA who has tried as many murder and rape cases as I have. I asked him to find one in the country, and there's not one who hasn't lost a case yet. So I asked him to find one. So in terms of us being responsible for moving inmates out of OJJ, the 20 they just moved, nobody consulted me about that because it's not my job and I'm not in charge of it.
When it comes to the governor said he needed an explanation from you. Does your office have any role in any of this at all as far as this escape that happened?
Well, you know, my job is a job that I've been doing, which is moving forward with a grand jury investigation, which is asking questions, which is pouring through countless jail calls with my open source intelligence team, listening to who these 10 men were communicating with in the days and hours leading up to this escape, to see if we can find who else may have been complicit in this, whether they wear a sheriff's uniform or whether they wear clothes like you and me, Tommy. So my role is the role that I've been playing with Attorney General Liz Morrell and with the head of Troop NOLA and the NOPD, is keeping my head and my focus on the priority, which is finding these inmates that are still at large, because there's a clear and present danger to everyone in this parish and surrounding parishes. That is my role. That is my only role. I can't move people out of the jail, and I can't move a case faster than the Constitution allows me or a judge allows me.
You tried some of these cases, did you not? A couple of them?
Yeah, I tried the Derrick Groves case. And so for the governor to suggest that I am somehow involved or complicit with putting a man on the street who would want to cause harm to me and my lawyers because we tried to give him a life sentence not once but three times, it's absurd. I was shocked.
So with that being said, you have nothing to do. I just want to be clear about this so people understand, because I heard this press conference yesterday. I heard a lot of shoulda, woulda, couldas. But to be clear, you convicted this guy of murder, right?
I did, and he was left there sitting on the first floor of the jail. Now, I know for a fact from sitting in Judge Afric's consent decree hearings, the federal monitor said you don't put the most dangerous people on the first floor where they can get out easily. You put them up high on the higher floors. This person could have been shipped off, and he wasn't. But I don't control that, Tommy, and I don't understand why the governor would think that I would.
In terms of getting back to the cases of the offenders while they were in prison, to be clear, you're telling me this goes to what the sheriff's office presented you in terms of evidence or body cam, whatever, and it goes to, I guess, some of the same lack of attention to detail as resulted in the escape. Would that be accurate?
That's absolutely accurate, Tommy. For the past 2 years, we've been meeting monthly to discuss the screening and prosecution of cases arising out of the jail. We've raised concerns over and over again about the lack of detail in the reports. They don't turn over camera footage that shows what occurred. They don't confiscate and maintain the contraband that was found and recovered. We actually have a case right now in which we're prosecuting a deputy who admitted to hiding shanks while other deputies were making arrests. I don't understand, frankly, what was going on over there, and that is why we're investigating it. But to suggest that we didn't move forward with cases when there was no evidence, when the sheriff did not provide the evidence, is absurd.
I want to bring one thing up. Somebody texted it in. Not my job. The clarion call of the incompetent. What a joke. And look, I know better than this, Jason, but just for people that don't understand the way things work, you have an oath of office. There's a state constitution.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There are laws that set out the way things work and who does what, correct?
The roles and responsibilities of a prosecutor are laid out in the law. And we are operating and handling cases the same way that prosecutors handle cases across the state. And, you know, a stewardess is on a plane. A stewardess is in a uniform. And nobody wants to be in a plane crash, but she is not in control of that.
Final thoughts before we let you go. I know you're busy.
You know, I mean, crises are tough on a lot of people. I had an aunt who was the same way, whether it was a wedding or a funeral. She was shooting friendly fire everywhere. But it is important at a time of crisis to either be a part of the solution or being a part of adding more chaos to it. I'm going to do my dead level best to stay focused on trying to be a part of the solution, keep going through and processing these jail calls to see if we can find out who might have assisted or known these individuals trying to get out. We have a crisis right now, and we all of us, need to be focused on that crisis.
Are you surprised the governor came out swinging at you yesterday? Because it shocked me. Honestly, it did.
I was a little surprised that we were taking our eyes off the ball when we've got seven dangerous, violent offenders on the streets. I really was.
All right. And in as far as the investigation goes with Orleans Parish Sheriffs, from this point, the Attorney General's office is going to handle that, and you're working with your office is working with the sheriff's office as far as communication to the people that escaped. Take me through that again.
Tommy, we are investigating this. I am duty bound as a local prosecutor to investigate what happened in that jail. And we're going to use everything at our disposal to do that. We're moving forward with it today. We begin that process on Friday. I don't think that it can wait because I don't want evidence to be destroyed, lost, or misplaced about who was involved in this. It's already clear from press conferences that we're not getting complete transparency. So this office locally is moving forward with an unbiased, objective investigation as to what happened in that sheriff's office, because based upon the governor's comments, I'm not sure that Orleans Parish is going to get an unbiased and fair shake as it comes to this investigation. The people of New Orleans need to be able to rely on that.
Thank you, Jason. Appreciate your time. D.A. Jason Williams, 826, Traffic Now, WWL. 8:45, quarter till 9, 7 of 10 escaped inmates remain on the loose. Two were spotted on video. One was taken into custody, and I was talking earlier about nobody's watching anything. Thankfully, Brian Legard and Project NOLA was watching something. Criminologist, Executive Director of Project NOLA. Good morning, Brian. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well, and yourself?
I'm all right, sir. Tell me what happened here with the video, and what was the process here where one guy was taken back into custody, and two of them were spotted on a video?
It happened all very quickly. So we were actually preparing for an altogether different operation that morning. We received notification from LSP that they were just notified by the sheriff's office of the escapees. LSP sent us the package with the names. We placed them into facial recognition and instantly saw that two of the escapees were already in the French Quarter. So we actually scanned them coming out of the French Quarter. Whereas normally we put somebody's face into facial recognition that's wanted, we catch them going into the French Quarter. So in this case, we scanned them coming out. One of them headed directly out of the French Quarter and off our grid of cameras in the area. And that person was regrettably not apprehended as, you know, they walked off our grid of cameras before LSP could intercept. The other one stayed on the fringe of the French Quarter, and LSP intercepted, worked their magic. And, you know, so the rest is kind of history. But if we would have received notifications even 1 minute earlier, then two would have been apprehended that day, not just one.
When it comes to the storage of video and retroactively applying facial recognition software, now that you know that the escape happened, can you go back and look at hours of or video before and then put facial recognition software with it to see where they may have been or went or gone?
So we have over 5,000 cameras around the city of New Orleans. Approximately 200 of those cameras are piping into our facial recognition servers, where we're able to do live facial recognition, where it automatically looks for people. Now, for those 200 cameras, we're able to, we don't have to actually review the video footage. We can go back in time instantly and see where those wanted subjects may have been if they were detected by one of those 200 camera feeds with facial recognition.
So how many total cameras?
5,000. 5,000 around New Orleans.
And how many with facial recognition?
Approximately 200, a little over 200.
And the reason for that is, why not all 5,000? I'm not trying to criticize, I'm just curious.
Oh no. Well, so we've been at this for 15 years, placing cameras around on people's homes, businesses, churches, schools, new people that call us, and when I host a camera. So it's we only developed the facial recognition approximately 2 years ago. So first thing is, a lot of these cameras are too old for facial recognition, frankly. The other thing is it's a money side. So it takes a lot of money to do the facial recognition. We actually were able to launch that in New Orleans courtesy of a bequest from a woman by the name of Charlotte Soylent. She died, left us a sum of money, and we use that money to go towards our facial recognition program.
So if you had gotten word of this, say, when it happened and I don't know where the people went after they escaped, but if you had gotten word of when it happened instead of at 11 o'clock whenever you did, there's no telling who you could have seen?
At least one more would have been apprehended. So even just 1 minute earlier would have done it for us. So if we would have had him in there earlier, then we would have scanned him. We would have been alerted to him entering the French Quarter, and that would have given LSP time to actually reach the scene and make two arrests and not one.
All right. Let me take a break. We'll pick it up here. We'll come back talking to Brian Lagarde, criminologist, executive director of Project NOLA. They played a hand in apprehending one of the escapees. We'll talk about moving forward and Project NOLA in general. If you have any questions or comments, 504-260-1870. That's the Oconor Jeweler Talk and Text line. Please do not ever text and drive. 850, 10 till 9, traffic now, WWL. 8:55 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Brian Lagarde, criminologist, executive director of Project NOLA, telling us before the break if they had been notified maybe a minute or two earlier, correct me if I'm wrong, Brian, you would have had two suspects in custody, not just one, two escapees in custody, not just one?
Very likely two, not just one.
All right, so when it comes to the search, the ongoing search for the seven that are still at large, I presume the facial recognition technology is still in effect, and if they go into one of these places where the cameras are operative with facial recognition technology, they'll be detected?
I'm automatically alerted. It just takes a fraction of a second, and if the camera sees their face, recognizes them as being a known wanted subject, then the automated alerts instantly go out.
So let me ask you about the whole Project NOLA thing. If somebody wants to get involved, or how, where does it go from here? Because it seems as though if, and again, that's a big if, but if all 5,000 of these cameras had been were active with facial recognition technology, and going back to what a contractor will tell you, you can do anything you want if you got the money, but if they were all active, it would make the search for these people a lot easier, right?
Well, it certainly would, but there's also the privacy side of this. So, while we're comfortable with putting facial recognition in commercial entertainment areas, mixed residential, so a lot of our cameras are in residential neighborhoods. Then there becomes a question, should we use facial recognition in residential neighborhoods? That's a larger discussion. So some of the 5,000 cameras might not qualify, as good prospect locations for facial recognition. But if we had more on more businesses, then that would really be helpful. What we're also using the cameras for, completely unrelated to facial recognition right now, is as tips are coming in through Crime Stoppers, and it's flowing through to law enforcement, the cameras are being used. You know, I think I saw so-and-so at a such-and-such grocery store. I'm able to instantly pull up those cameras and see if that was, in fact, you know, for example, one of the escapees. So we're streaming, all these cameras are streaming to our National Real-Time Crime Center at the University of New Orleans, but it's also streaming to all the different real-time crime centers across the metro areas, Plaquemine and St. Bernard, JPSO, of course, NOPD, LSP Troop NOLA, FBI Regional Office, ATF, DEA. So all these different entities have monitoring stations, all their own real-time crime centers that we're feeding into.
If somebody wants to get involved in this, how do they go about it?
It's really easy. So Project NOLA, of course, we're a nonprofit organization. We literally give the cameras away. They're the really good cameras where we can see faces, license plates from very long distances. No one has to buy them, rent them, lease them. We can also possibly work with existing cameras that might be on a person's home. All anyone ever pays Project NOLA is a little bit that it costs us to receive, record, rebroadcast, which is as little as $300 a year and it's tax deductible. So just call us, 504-298-9117 is my direct number. You can also visit us online at projectnola.org.
Thank you. I appreciate your time, Brian. I do. And have a good day.
Same to you. Thank
and keep
you.
Your eyes open. I know you owe Brian Lagarde, criminologist, executive director of Project NOLA. We've spent most of the morning talking about the great escape and the 7 out of 10 inmates still being on a loose and how it could have happened and who's pointing the finger at whom and what's real and what's not. You can download the Odyssey app, go back and use the rewind feature, or go to WWL.com and click on my name, listen to what Rafael Goyeneche had to say about inmates that have been transferred to state custody that could have been transferred before but weren't, so maybe that's on the state, to quote Rafael, not the local government. Jason Williams explaining to the governor why some of what the governor said wasn't right. So you can go back and listen to all of that. We're going to talk about China when we come back. You might have seen the piece on 60 Minutes last night about spying, but what about Trojan horses? We'll talk when we come back.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.